I got the other one anyhow, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
They didn't change, did it?
Nope. Yeah.
Look at that over there.
Okay, who's running the meeting tonight?
I am. Ready to go?
Yep.
I'd like to bring the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. It's the June 23rd at 7 p.m. I'll call the meeting to order, and I request a moment of silence, and then we will recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You can do the roll call, or should I? Roll call? You want to do it, or?
No, go for it.
Roll call. Alex?
Present.
Dave Bench, present. Bo Miller? Absent. Approval of the minutes for May 26th, 2026. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for May 26th, 2026.
And I'll second that. Alex Litton made the motion, and David Bench seconded it. We'll move on then to the, we can't do the other one, so.
Yeah, we don't have enough people to do the May 28 meeting minutes.
You got to vote on it, too.
Yeah. We'll move on to the fiscal officer's report.
Meeting minutes, you just made a motion and seconded.
Oh, right.
Oh, we got to vote on, yeah. Yeah, it's my first time in 2 years.
Dave?
What have I got to say? I can't remember anymore now.
Name us off and we say yes or no?
Yeah, that's right. Alex Litton?
Yes.
David Bench, yes. Bo Miller? Absent.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll move on to fiscal officer's report.
You got one more meeting minute to approve?
We can't approve him because he's not here.
He's not here. I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there.
Correct.
Yeah, so we better wait and let that go.
And technically, one can't vote on him, right?
Very mysterious. You can always approve a meeting you didn't attend if you agree with the meeting, I guess.
I was told I can do that, but I'd rather not at this one. Yeah.
That's great.
You're right, though. I could.
Did I hear meeting adjourned? I thought I was sure. It's the shortest meeting in history.
I should have put that on the agenda for Dave to read off. Sneak it in there.
Fiscal officer, let's go.
Oh, I've allotted my, I don't know how much time I get. You have your reports in front of you?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, in the checking account, we have $971,537.32. In the Star Ohio investment, $718,268.29. Warrant numbers to approve 24736 through 24872, and electronic payments to approve 71-2026 through 74-2026. And that total between those two is $100,462.05 with the, I always like to point this out because you guys do. Looks like health insurance and trash seems to be the big ones. Fuel, trash, health insurance. And then it's, of course, a whole month of bills, right? Since the last meeting in May. It's the last time you guys have had it before. And then deposits since that May 12th meeting totals $63,073.86. Nothing too significant. Yeah. I think, though, this will impact you, Alex, the $17,805. I think that might be the...
That should be... Rate. Yep, that should be the amount.
So that's nothing to point out there for you.
That's in, and... Did you Did we approve a check for that already? I can't remember.
No, I think the last thing you were looking for is what exactly we paid. It gave you that information and that.
Yeah, so this was the correct amount that we got to pay out, so.
I guess do you have an invoice to?
I'll double check on that, but, okay.
So that's my report.
Anything else? That's it, huh?
Well, I got one thing, but go ahead and do the approval of that if you want.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I'll second that. Roll call, David Bench, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? You got something else?
Yeah, the only thing, I just got a letter from the Bureau of Workers' Compensation, and I had to look back. It seems like every 5 years they audit us. The last time I saw something on the drive was 2022. 4 years, 5 years, 4 years. So interesting, I thought I did something wrong, but then I realized in 2022 they did an audit. And I think it's just to make sure that they're getting paid enough money for all the employees we have, even though every year I have to give them that information anyways. They just have to go back and say, you lied to us or you didn't lie to us, you owe us more money. It's probably what's going to happen. They're going to do what's called a true-up report again, which I have to do every year at the end of the year to say, these are all my employees, the classification, and then how much we should be paying or have paid for that year. And they come back and they say, well, you didn't pay enough. And then, so this is another check for them to make sure that they collected enough money from us.
So they get all their money.
Yeah, it's just how they classify employees. Firefighters cost more money than administrative and street workers. And so they want to make sure you're not underreporting and try to cheat them. That's all I got.
Sounds good. Okay, I guess we'll go on to the zoning. There's nothing here on zoning. I don't see anyone here. Anyone, you got anything on zoning? Or?
Yeah, I'll just mention that at our previous trustee meeting, we made a temporary appointment to appoint Kevin Chapman as our interim zoning inspector, mostly to fill out permits and just do basic stuff for the time being. We can talk about the zoning inspector position when we get down to the other section.
Yeah. Yes,
what's that?
We can't wait till the next time. We're going to have to set up a meeting or something to talk to all these people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got four, isn't it?
No, we actually have more than that. We have, I think, seven now. So we have a pretty good pool
to pick from.
So, yeah.
I saw four. I didn't see the other three.
I have to figure out how to get you guys copies of the other resumes because they're on Indeed. And I can't figure out how to. I was trying to share them via email, but it doesn't give me an option for that. I'll probably just have to manually print them and then drop them off in your boxes so you can check them out. But
just let us know when you drop them off. I don't come here every day.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to the fire department. I don't see anybody here for the fire department either. So I guess we can move on to maintenance department. There's no one here for the maintenance department, but I talked to Kevin quite a bit. He's been working on the pumps when he's not doing zoning. Both of us, I called on it too. We were supposed to get that 4 inches of rain and we were worried about the Wallace Road pump wasn't working right. And he got him to at least work on manual or whatever. So we were covered for that heavy rain, which we never got, luckily. And can't think what else. He's just doing maintenance. Anything else? You got anything for anything?
Nope.
Okay, we'll move on to old business then. Data center moratorium. I don't know what's that here for.
Bo just left me a note when I talked to him, or gave me a note when I talked to him earlier today. He mentioned that First Energy brought through a tour group that came through Jerusalem Township, and this tour group was a batch of investors from Texas, and from my understanding, they were looking around at options for data centers.
Yeah.
So I guess he just wanted to reinforce that Jerusalem Township adopted that data center moratorium at one of our previous trustee meetings.
So. Yeah, about two meetings ago we did that, yeah.
Yeah, that's all he had on that.
Yeah, I talked to somebody about that too. They said people were coming through, but whatever. Zoning inspector position, what are we gonna, should we set a date, or did Bo give you any dates or anything, or?
I was gonna talk with you guys about that. I am pretty booked all the way through until next Wednesday. You guys would still need some time to look at the resumes. Do you wanna schedule interviews for the end of next week? Well, that puts us into the holiday, though, because it's the 4th. People may not be around.
Might not be around.
2nd, 3rd, 4th.
We can't let it go too long, because Kevin doesn't want to do this very long.
Sure, yeah. Do you want to shoot for the, I guess that'd be the first full week of July, sometime between the 6th and the 10th?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to have a special meeting. We're going to start at 5 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah.
Bo can make it by then.
Yeah, special meeting for interviews, so we'll have to do
that. Oh, you know, maybe it'd be great if we did it on a Friday and start at 4 or something, because he's got Friday. Can you come at 4?
Yeah.
I can too, so maybe we better figure, what's that Friday? What's that?
That'd be the 10th.
10th? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be here all night. Because if we have 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, half hour for each at least.
Yeah.
You want to try that?
All right, I'll put down tentative for the 10th. I'll talk to Bo and confirm, and then I'll get you guys those resumes.
Yeah, get those resumes. I've read all the other ones, you know, pretty well.
Yeah.
The other 4, but I must have 3 more to read. So.
Yeah, there's some better ones that...
Are these from TU or...
No, not the other ones. Just the two of them that you've seen for the University of Toledo. There's other ones that applied from all different backgrounds. Some related, some not, so...
Okie doke.
All right. I'll follow up with you guys on that. We'll get that figured out. I do have one more old business item.
Okay,
also from Bo, he mentioned that the trees were getting delivered to the cemetery from North Branch July 1st.
Yeah, wouldn't you know, it's going to get warm and hot. And
yep.
Yeah. Not good, but I guess whatever.
That's all I got for old business.
I noticed that they hadn't been there. I drove by a few times. Yeah, I don't know if we should.
They're going to bag them, aren't they?
I don't think so. I don't think so. We're going to have to water them, I think. I don't know if we should. Maybe we ought to talk about that. If we should set them back a little bit. Boy, I hate to plant them in the heat.
Yeah, it's going to be real brutal.
Yeah, if we could put it off the end of August or something.
Makes no difference to me, personally, so if you want to do that, that's fine with me.
Well, they're guaranteed, you know, too, but whatever. I'll call up Bo and talk to him.
Okay.
I'll talk to North Branch, too, and then I'll talk to Bo, too. Wouldn't you know it? Yeah, they're finally getting caught up, I suppose. Okay, the Lake Erie West Regional Council webinar. It was actually pretty good. There was only about 4 of us on it. I don't know what it was, but it was interesting because Mike Moulton was there, and he's the Middleton Township trustee that he has the big data centers down there, and he started talking about that, and it was very, very interesting on different things about data centers. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and I've met him at different meetings, so I've kind of got, if we ever talk about him or whatever, he'd be a good gentleman to bring in and talk to, because he knows all about him, because that's a huge data center down there on 25 and what, 582. They did talk about like decommission agreement. He just brought that up. And, you know, in case these things go away in 20 years, what are they going to do with these buildings, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So he said that was something they're putting in these, it's something new, I guess. Because who knows, things change so quick. Then we started talking about the state property tax, which will not happen because they didn't get enough signatures. But they're not going to stop at that. They're going to keep going on about it. So it's always going to be there. And I guess that's about it. It didn't last too long because there's only 4 of us, but it was interesting. Okay. Move on to John Burrell. I got some information from John. John wrote here, based on the information that I have, the meeting on the zoning change was not properly noticed. Therefore, the zoning change is invalid. So I don't know what the hell we're gonna do.
Okay.
You know about this because you challenged one before too, so. So that's what he said. So we're gonna have to do something about that.
That's unfortunate. That's in reference to the one on Corduroy Road.
Yeah, yeah.
All because it wasn't.
Well.
Oh well.
It was a day off on the other one too, so you're whatever, you know, and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate how that came about.
Yeah. Oh, and then I got this. I'm going to read this from Jacob Barnes. He was talking to Mr. Burrell, and I'll just read this off. The complaint submitted to the Lucas County Prosecutor's Office was reviewed by John Burrell. Mr. Burrell did not see anything illegal that Rob or Jacob did. He said the Lucas County Prosecutor's Office will issue an official statement soon. Rob and Jacob have nothing against Jerusalem Township and want to move on. So that was, that'll be coming here pretty quick.
That was from Jacob?
That's from Jacob, but he talked to Mr. Burrell, and Mr. Burrell said it will be coming pretty soon from the, an official statement from the prosecutor's office.
Okay.
Waterline Access Road. Right there at...
Can I see that for a second? What? I just want to send this to Bo.
Oh, okay. Waterline Road Access, right there at DeCant and... what's that? DeCant and Cedar Point. Katie Secondary lives up there in a nice little dollhouse, I call it. And right next to her is where the water line's going. And she's got people with cycles and motorbikes and everything going there, so... I called up the one, what was his name? We both met him.
From the city of Toledo?
Yeah.
Is it Jake?
Yeah, it's Jake. I can't think of his last name, though. Yes, it is Jake. Yeah. And he said they were talking about putting up a gate or something, but not till later on. So he was going to go out and look at the situation and maybe talk to Katie. And so we'll see what happens there. But I guess it's a nice thing for motorbikes and everything, you know, because they've cut it now. Before, it was just a jungle, and nobody used it.
Couldn't get through there, yeah.
Well, nobody even knew the pipe was there. So
I got it. They mowed across my property line marker again. They plowed down the...
Have you had any trouble with them, motorbikes or four-wheelers?
Well, I do hear them, but I don't know if they're on me or not. But
yeah. I guess they're using it quite often now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only complaint I ever had was her. So I guess that's it on the water line and road access. And you got the FEMA grant.
Next item?
Yeah, number four.
Oh, boy. Okay. That's, I'm going to pull up my email here about it. That has consumed my last few weeks. The taxpayers of Jerusalem Township are getting their money's worth out of me for the past few weeks because that was one heck of a application process that's still not completed yet. It was three or four different steps. Let me find that here. So that particular grant is called the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Assistance Grant. It is... available for flood mitigation projects, such as the project we've been working on in the Reno Beach, Howard Farms, you know, area, all the way down to Route 2 for the past few years. The application is through FEMA, so it's a federal grant. Quite an extensive application. You would not believe the stuff that they ask for in this application. They want to know about historical buildings and structures near the levees. They want to know about potential hazardous materials, farmland preservation. It just goes on and on and on, the different things they want to know about. So I'm still working on it. I haven't given up on it yet. However, one issue that we've run into, and I'm trying to work with them to figure this out. So the issue is hazard mitigation assistance funds may be used to pay up to 75% federal share of the eligible activity costs. So 75% of $3 or $4 million to fix that is...
It's a lot of money.
you know, that leaves us looking for $800,000 or $900,000 to, you know, come up with a local match for that project. I could have swore I read somewhere that there was an opportunity for 100% coverage where there was no match funds. I'm still trying to work with them to find that information, but unless you guys have any idea where we can find some funds at.
Things are getting real tight.
Yeah.
This war is just taking everything.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing there, yeah.
And we've applied to the state through Elgin Rogers' office. He helped us out with an application through him. I haven't heard anything back on that yet. I'm assuming we didn't get any funds, but
that's why my FLAP grant was. I had gotten some prior to that for $80,000 or better, and here we get what, $35,000 or something, you know, it's a joke, you know, yeah. Yeah.
So the application's not due. The final application to FEMA is not due until the end of July. And right now I'm working with somebody, let's see what this office is called. Ohio Emergency Management Agency. They've got a mitigation specialist that I've been working with. And we've just been working back and forth on the application. So we'll proceed if there's a way we can apply without a match and go for 100% federal share. But
otherwise we'll never be able to.
Otherwise, they won't even let you apply unless you have a sort of a letter of funding to guarantee that there's that other 25% available. So,
yep.
I'll keep working with them for the next few weeks, but that's where that stands.
Okie dokie. Permit requirement inquiry. Lady called me up about, what was that? Kuzno Road, DeCant Road, and Yondota Road, which they will cross our roads. When they put the pipeline in, and we have nothing in zoning, I told her, and the county was going to help us out too, and we'll just put road signs up probably, and so.
Yeah, as far as the in-depth technical requirements, that's all county.
It's mostly all, we were at that meeting, both of us, and yeah. The county's going to help us out for everything. Checking the H2O ditches. Big Cooley it got set back a little bit. They think they're still going to start it in September, October. It still has to get bid. The EPA has given them a pulling their hair out with them, and so the Big Cooley should start this fall. And the Johnson ditch, they're working on that. That could work next year to get ditched cleaned with H2O money. And I think this is the last year for that H2O money. So I tried to sign up another ditch, Wolf Creek, but they said Wolf Creek wouldn't work. It was too wide already. There's some requirements, I guess. But I found this other ditch, Frutiger Ditch. And so they're going to check that one out and see if they can maybe work and get some money for that. It's all free money, like that Big Cooley Ditch is like $800,000 to clean that thing, you know, to brush it and clean it. So it's not costing us anything. So, yeah. So that's where we set on those H2O ditches. And I got a question for you.
Sure.
I got one more here on the new business. This Austin Glass stopped in and wanted to know why you were asking about back taxes on the Zunk House across the road. I didn't know anything about it.
What's his name?
Austin Glass. I said I didn't know anything about it, and I would ask. He said you would send some paperwork to him.
I was asking about back taxes? Huh. Do you have his number or anything?
Not here, but I got it at home. Okay. I didn't put it on my paper here.
I have no clue. Unless
I can send it to you.
Unless somebody reached out to me and asked me a question, I have no idea.
Okay, I'll email his number to you, and we'll go from there. I don't think I got it.
Yeah, I have no idea. It doesn't ring a bell to me.
It didn't make sense because we don't collect taxes or anything, so I didn't know.
You said the township was, or me specifically?
You specifically, I thought, yeah. Huh. So that's why I just wanted to ask it. I'll give you his number and you straighten it out.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Okay. And you did straighten out that unknown deposit then? I didn't. That's all straightened out. What was it again?
They paid the fire department for their services.
Oh, over at the park. That's right. Okay. Okay. Any other new business?
No, just been working on that grant project. That's been about it.
Okay, upcoming events. I don't know why the virtual caucus is on there, but it is. That's over with. The Lake Erie West Regional Council Summer Assembly is July the 20th at 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And it's at the Catawba Island Club.
Fancy.
Yeah, it used to be at one of the schools, or, you know.
Yeah, is it open to the public?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Yeah, I don't either.
If you walk in and sit down and
take a plate, start taking notes.
Yeah, I've never been there, so this is going to be quite a change. Got anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. We've covered about everything.
Let's go on to public participation. Anybody got anything to talk about? Sandy, where you at? Yes?
Alex, I had a question about the Ducks Unlimited. When they had the ribbon cutting, did they say they were completed with the project at the Mallard Club on Cedar Point Road?
Can you state your name for the record?
Edward Hollow, 8410 Cedar Point Road.
Yep.
I got the print here of the Ducks Unlimited thing, and I got this from Woolworth County. And it plainly says the permit plan's not for construction, but they done come through and did all their construction. And if you come up and you write, and where the cabins are at the Maumee Bay State Park, if you go back to where you turn around, you can go right up to the and see where this solder ditch is. And they left that bank bare dirt. That is all bare dirt. And that water's going to come up, and that's going to cut right across that dike, and it's going to fill that entire marsh. And then it's going to fill everything. You know, 250 miles of lake that's 50 miles wide, all that water's going to come somewhere, and it's going to come through right through into my house and my neighbor's house. And some people have done this. It's not very nice.
I can get in the gate. I know the combination, and I'll drive down there on the side of the...
You can stop, pick me up. It's terrible. I mean, that West parking lot, there's stuff, you know, there's rocks and stuff parked here. There's debris left over here. There's a fuel tank sitting in here. Did they just leave town and that's it?
I see there's stone there. I've been down there a few times.
Yeah, the neighbor, man, he went over with his tractor over there and got him a big scoop of stone and he put it in his end of the driveway. Then he's laying in the front of his bucket like he's, you know, like he died or something. Like, I'm going to go over there and do something about him laying in front of his tractor. Yeah, okay.
I'll drive down there and look.
But I went to, I still got the time, right? So
yeah.
In January 24th, I went to the United States Army Corps of Engineers downtown at the library, and they did a presentation on the Shea, and it was very interesting. The gal from Channel 13 was the weather girl, was Erin Ashley, was the only one in the audience besides me. And then she left town, so. But they talk about, you know, the Shea event. Lake Erie, the shallowest of Great Lakes, experiences drastic fluctuations of water levels due to its depth, orientation, and wind. Storm systems over the lake can create constant winds, which pushes water in the same direction the wind is blowing, an effect known as a storm surge. After wind and pressure subside, water pushed to one end of the lake rebounds to the opposite end and creates a sloshing known as a Shea. Shea is often referred to as the bathtub effect. A Shea can last for hours and even days, causing significant flooding at one end of the lake and low water at the other. And I've seen that. I lived on the dike, and I watched, and I've seen that this lake empty,
yep.
And I've seen this lake fill. So this is only a matter of time.
You're right.
Spelling that word.
It's a hard one to spell, but it's right here. It's S-E-I-C-H-E.
What was it this spring? There was like, what, Scott, probably 30 or 40 feet of beach at that one day?
I hope I can get in front of it. I hope there's no fatalities as far as my neighbors drowning in their houses.
We got sandbags ready, you know, about 5 years ago, and nothing ever happened. You know,
there used to be a nice little estuary down in
there. Well, we'll be able to see it because it's going to cut right through that dike right there at the state park. We can have the park rangers or we can have the county engineer there. The county engineer is pretty good at drainage.
He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. We're going to keep an eye on this because we don't want people to get hurt for no reason at all. Because somebody,
okay,
know, come up there and scab that whole marsh together, The contractors come from Michigan, and I believe the hand told me that they were working under the Michigan DNR in there doing that, you know. So the funny money that they got paid come from the Michigan DNR to go in there and work on the Ohio Stock Marsh.
That Ducks Unlimited probably had something to do with it all too.
Yeah,
so
it's funny money.
Yeah, it's funny money going back and forth. There, yeah.
We're gonna get wet at the end, and somebody hopefully don't drown.
Thank you. Anyone else? Boy, I can't believe Sandy's not here. This is really bad. Okay. I need a motion then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. Dave Bench, yes. Alex Linton?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Time is 7:30.
Got her?